పతితానం వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహాపతన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరక్షితే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయ సదాలయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ సదభక్తాయ నమః. భక్త్యా విహీన అపరాధ లక్ష్యై చిత్తస్య కామాది తరంగ మధ్యై కామై త్వాం శరణం ప్రపన్న బృందే నమస్తే శరణం. యం ప్రవ్రజంత మనుషే సమపేత కృత్యం వైపాయనో విరహ కాతరయా జుహా. పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా సర్వో వినేదు తం సర్వభూత హృదయం. సవై వాస్మి నదివాం జయా వినా ఇతి దిశ్యై రాధే తమ్మే మామ చరణం. In front you can see you are okay? I'm happy. I'm so happy that from various parts of Australia and also various parts of world you have assembled here for association, sadhu sangha, mahat sangha. You could have done easily chanting Hari name, reading books, doing all activities at your home. You can do easily. But why you came here? Expending so much lot of money, energy, and also money you have come here only for here in Harikatha. It is a very good sign, very good. Everywhere the association, high class of association of bhakti are glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam, here, there. In Ekati, this kirtan, Sutta Bhakati,
Charana Vainu, Bhajana Anakur.
What is the meaning? The lotus dust of the feet of high class of Vaishnava, especially in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and especially in the line of Rupa Goswami. And if they are Rasik Vaishnava, knowing all kinds of Tattva, very high. So when Sukadeva Goswami began to give class on Srimad Bhagavatam, even Narada, even Vyas, events for us are all high level persons. They assemble there to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from such a high class of devotees. So I think that you are so fortunate, so much fortunate to be assembled here. So I pray Krishna, I pray Srimati Radhika, combined mercy of them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru Nityananda Prabhu, to bestow their mercy. Not their mercy, but His mercy. They are not different. One. So I told only His mercy or her mercy. So I think it will not go in vain, your coming. Never, if you have lost so much, no heart. If there are so many worldly desires, no heart. If you have so many things, no heart. If you have so strong belief on association, sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarvasiddhi. Law matre, sadhu sangha, sarvasiddhi. What is the meaning of sarvasiddhi? Sarvasiddhi? If you like moksha, oh, well. If you want swarga, oh, very pretty. If you want a Vaikuntha, oh, out. If you want the love and affection of Ramchandra like Hanuman or Bharat, oh, very pretty. And if you want to be prominent kings of Dwarka, Satyabhama and others, oh, very pretty, more pretty. And if you want to be Brajavasi, and their love and affection for Krishna you want. Oh, Krishna will engage Srimati Radhika. Oh, try to get them, manage that, I want they should have. And if Srimati Radhika wants, then, oh, quickly. Don't have any doubt in this. Never. If you have some doubt, duplicity, and other things, then this sadhu sangha will not give. So, you should be sadhyan. Sadhyan, you know, it's so.
Guru and Bhutta variation. Raju Dura is to Panchakai, Yatta Sopo Pisambamana, Sadhyam Bhavajan Manasi.
Rupa Goswami has told, especially for five items of Srimad Bhakti, most prominent. And what are they? Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Saman, Mathura Bhas, Sri Muttir Sadhaya Sivan, Sakal Sadhana Sreshte Ei, Panchanga. Krishna Prem Janmai Ei,
Panchanga.
The meaning is this, that if you are chanting Hari name, but in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Arupa Goswami are in his line. Sannam Arupa Chaitadi Sukritanami Krami Rasana Manasi Niyotya Tithan Praje Tadan Uragi Janan Gami. This is for most important. If you are chanting, remembering, doing anything, but in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava, in the line of Arupa Goswami, and being in Braja, and if you are not in Braja, then oh, think that your mind is always in Vrindavan. So all these things, na, kirtan, bhagavat, sraman, but in the association of that association, high class of Vaishnava. And Mathura Das also, in Mathura means here Vrindavan, Brajamandal, Kshetramandal, Gauramandal, anywhere. But in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava. If you are going to know this, in the guidance of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Narottam Thakur guide. And if you are doing archan, or that archan will not do, but you are doing in the guidance of Raghunath Das Goswami, your archan should be like Raghunath Das Goswami. Bath of Thakur gives it clear. Archan with eyes, fanning with brow, crooked eyes, like this. And more, one?
Mathura Das,
so I have told all. but also be in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava. Then if your name is somewhat less, no harm. If your archan is less, no harm. Some defecting, no harm. But in the guidance of always high class of Vaishnava. Otherwise, it will be no high class of Vaishnava. So give importance on this. You should not think, oh, he is the disciple of my Guru. Whether he has quality or not, but I should follow. Or this will not do. You should always keep your eyes, your heart, where? Oh, he is high class of person. In the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always this. Don't, there should be no caste and creed. Nothing. So, we should try to follow all these things. First of all, I want that Prem Prayajan should speak on glory of Sadhu Sangha, Mahatma. And then we will begin our classes. Standing. No, you should stop trying to understand.
Understand one thing. He said to him, I think that you must have had some connection with Madhavendra Puripad. Because unless anyone has had connection with Madhavendra Puripad, no one can have such ecstatic transcendental love for the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So this is the effect. Without Sadhu Sangha, then this transcendental love cannot be realized. And Sadhu Sangha produces such a miraculous effect that even the lowest of persons can become very elevated very quickly. So Sri Kapiladev, he told his mother, Devahuti, Satam Pasangam Mamaviriya Samvido, Bhavanti Rit Kaina Rasayana Katha, Tadyoshnat Asu Apavarga Vatmini, Sadha Ratir Bhakti Anusamin Siddhi. Here, Sri Kapiladev is describing that one must associate with devotees, satam, sadhus. When we discuss the topic of sadhu sangha, there are two things, important things here. Sadhu and sangha. Sadhu, what does it mean? Sadhnauti cha sadayati cha krishna prema iti sadhu. A sadhu is that person who engages one in real sadhana so that one can actually attain one's goal, sadhya. Without engaging in proper sadhana, then no one can attain the goal. Sri Ramananda Rai, he told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sadhya Vastu Sadandina Keho Nahi Pai, Kripa Kari Kahi Rai, Pavara Upai. Oh, Ramananda Rai, unless one performs proper sadhana, then he cannot attain his sadhya, the aim and objective of his life. So be kind to me and describe these things. So this is called Sadhu Sangha. The sadhu is the person who will bring one in the line how to properly hear, chant and remember in order to attain the perfection of life. He's called sadhu. And he is absorbing sat, the absolute truth. He is realized. the absolute truth. As far as Jan Sattva Bhajik, Brajendanandan. Brajendanandan Shama Sundar is the absolute truth. So sadhu and sangha, one will have to associate with the sadhu. What is that association? Sangha. Samyak Rupen Anugaman. To completely sangha means to completely follow by body, mind and words the moods and activities, especially the internal moods of the sadhu. Approaching the sadhu, giving up all vidya buddhi. What is vidya buddhi? Oh, I am so intelligent. My ideas are very good. My realizations are so high. My understanding of scripture is very clear. Giving up all of these things and coming like a blank slate in front of the sadhu and surrendering one's heart there and then hearing very submissively and praying that some drop, one tiny sprinkle of the drop of the mood of the sadhu will come in one's heart. Then this thing is called sangha, association. It should be with love. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has described this, satam prasangam. Prasangam, not only sangha, satam prasangam. Prasang, prakrit rupain, sangha. The most excellent type of sangha. What is that excellent type of sangha? Srimad Bhagavatatanam asvadora sikasaha sujataya seishnikde sadhu sangha swato bare. Once you taste the meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam, he's filled with so many esoteric meanings. How? In the association, rasika saha, in the association of those Vaishnavas who are rasik, who are expert in relishing the mellows of Srimad Bhagavatam. But that sangha, there are some conditions. What are they? The conditions are that swajataya seishnikde sadhu sangha swato bare. Swajat, it means that one should associate with that sadhu who is established, perfect, who is realized in the mood for which one is aspiring. If one is aspiring to be the maitre of Srimati Radhika, one should seek the association of a sadhu who is realizing that mood. Swajataya seishnikde. Snigde means that that sadhu, he should be have a particular interest in you. He should be concerned about your welfare. He has some affection for you. Sajatayate Snigde and Sadhu Sangha Swatobare. Of course the sadhu, he must be significantly more advanced than oneself. So this is called Satam Prasanga. And what will happen in that Satam Prasanga? Mama Virya Samvido. Mama Virya Samvido. In that association, one will be able to hear Mama Virya Samvido. The Supreme Lord is saying, discussion about my very heroic and wonderful pastime. Bhavanti Ritkana Rasayana Katha. This Katha is Bhavanti Ritkana Rasayana. It is very pleasing to the heart and to the ears. It is so sweet to hear. Very, very sweet. And it will satisfy the heart. And the result of hearing it, Tajoshnat Asu Apavarga Vatmani. Very quickly, oh, Anat will go away. The path of liberation will quickly be opened for that jiva who subjects himself to hearing from the lotus mouth of such an elevated sadhu. Sraddha, Ratir Bhakti, Anupramishyati. First of all, Sraddha, Paramatic Sraddha, transcendental faith in the spiritual subject matter will appear in his heart. The desire, I want to serve Krishna. And that desire will become thicker and thicker until it becomes rati. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryangsu Samyava. His heart becomes purified. And through the medium of the Harikatha, his shadow becomes thicker until the Swarup Shakti, Bhakti Shakti itself, descends from the hearts of the associates of Krishna and Srimati Radhika in Vrindavan through Guru Parampara and shines upon the heart of that sadhu. And then he comes in a stage called Bhava Bhakti. And then as he goes on hearing and associating, he will come in the stage of Prema Bhakti. One of these stages occur one after another. So this is the glory of Sadhu Sangha. This morning, Srila Gurudev, he gave the example of Jana Sharma, the Brahmin, Matsu Brahmin, and how he met with Gokumar, Sarup. So Sarup spoke so much katha to him, yet he had not realized that katha. He had not understood it. He had not felt it within his heart. Only hearing, but not any realization. So Sarup, that is Gokumar, he understood this. And he did something which is not available by reading books. He did something which is not available by reading the database. Something which is not available by watching videos of any sadhu on the television. Something that is not available by hearing from any tape recorder or any medium whatsoever. What did he do? He gave him his blessings. He placed his hand upon his head and he blessed him. And in a moment, he found himself raising all the way up to Goloka Vrindavan. And he became an eternal associate of the Krishna, just like Sarup himself. So one may say, oh, but this is impossible.
How?
Where is this sadhana?
How? Sarup Dhanu, Sarup means Gokumar. He has practiced for less and less years and births. And he went there gradually everywhere. And after that he came to Vrindavan, and from there he went there. It took so many births, so many times, so much time. And for him,
Janatharma,
he never did any practice or anything, only by the mercy of Sarup. What Sarup has with so much difficulty, and in a moment, keeping hand, and Sarup and this Brahmin, out and went to Goloka Vrindavan directly. So how wonderful! Don't disbelieve. Don't have doubt. Not duplicity, nothing. And quickly you will also realize the same thing.
So here Srila Gurudev is making the comparison.
Just see Gokumar, lifetimes and lifetimes, many thousands of years, he slowly by Kram Pancha, step by step sequence, he gradually made his way back home, back to Godhead. And now this Brahman, Janasama, in one moment, from here to there, in a moment. He blessed him with all of his love and realizations, put them into his heart. So this is the power of sadhu sangha. One may say, oh, but this is impossible. You have to spend years and years doing sadhana to get this. But no. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pada, in his commentary, to cut all doubts, he has written a verse. Mahat sangam mahatmyam evaitad paramad bhutam kritato yena viprato sadhyo bhutat sarupavat. Don't doubt it. Mahat Sangam Mahatmyam, the glory of Sadhu Sangha, Evaitat Paramad Bhutam, they are supremely astonishing, miraculous. You cannot put your mind and intelligence into it. So don't doubt for a moment. In a moment, a sadhu, he can bless one, but quickly, he becomes so perfect and advanced, just like him. So we see in the example of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, how at the end of his life, he was staying at Radhakund, and day and night crying, and feeling high mood of separation, rolling on the ground. How is it possible to attain such a thing? Why? Because in his childhood, he was playing in the lap of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur blessed him. And then, as he grew up, he left home, and he had the association of Swarup Damodar. He also had the association of Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of their associates, Gadadhar Pandit and others, Nityananda Prabhu. And afterwards he left Jagannath Puri and he went to Vrindavan, and there he came under the shelter and guidance of Srila Sanatana Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. And then all they had disappeared, and then he was crying and feeling very high mood of separation. How will this mood come in our heart? It is only possible by sadhu sangha. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pada, he has composed one verse. In that verse he has written that anarajura adha padam bojurenum anasritya brindasari tad padankam asambhasya tad bharapagam dhirakitam kutav shamasindor asasyavagaha. Oh my dear friend, do you want to taste the ocean of shamaras, the nectar and mellow of the love of Sisi Radha and Krishna? If so, then you have to meet some requirements. What are they? First of all, anarajura adha padam bojurenum. First of all, you have to worship the foot dust of Srimati Radhika. And a Srita Vrindavati Tadpatankam. And you will have to worship Vrindavan Dham, which is sanctified by the footprints of Srimati Radhika. And especially, Asambhasya Tadbhavagam Dhiratitam. You must associate with and hear the nectarine discussion of the pastimes of Radha Krishna with that devotee whose heart is fully dedicated to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Only then can you understand have some idea or conception and ultimately realize what is the Yuga Priti of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, it is quite impossible.
So you should know a strong belief what has been told here. In high class of association, or really first Shraddha, and then Shraddha to Sadhan, and then Shraddha to Sadhya, and gradually it will increase, and love and affection for Krishna surely will come. But we see that if you are associating, thinking that, oh, high class of association we are dealing, we are what doing, but a lust comes in heart, and a wish to marry comes, a desire comes for worldly affluence or anything, then what should we decide? Is it the fruit of high association? Why it came? Then try to give up that association very quickly. There is some defect. Otherwise, approach a devotee in the association of Haridas Sadhu. Oh, there are so many instances. They became renowned for life. Like Raghunath Das in the association of Haridas Sadhu. In Sarup Damodar. He never became like this. In even dreams, he had no desire for worldly things. Gradually developing Krishna consciousness and bitterly waiting for Radhe Radhe Radhe. Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi, Na Jivani, Iti Vijnana, Vam Nayam. हा देवी काकु भर कदकद याद्य राजा जाते ही पत्र हो विदंत अच्छा प्रसाद मधुदस जन सकृपा कंधर के और कुशान और गुरु 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 और आदि के यस सर लिस्ट माय नेम इन योर लिस्ट ऑफ योर दाती एंड इफ यू आर नॉट डूइंग सो देन व्हाट शुड आई डू I'll give up my life. Even my name should be in the last, no harm. In the last. Even it may be that your dasi, 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 oh, then dasi. No harm. I want to be the dasi of your dasi, of your dasi, of your dasi. So you list my name. Otherwise, I will give up my life. So the result of sadhu sangha is this. But if you are thinking that, oh, lust is coming, I must marry, I do these things, I should have a very high class of building like this or that, so many affluences, oh, this is not the fruit of association. Then we should think where is defect and try to reform. That is why in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jnane Prayas Udapasyanam. Oh, you should stand up and explain.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a very beautiful discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rayamananda. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Rayamananda, what is the perfection of life? What is the essence of perfection? One of the suggestions made by Sri Ramananda Rai is this. And this is the first suggestion where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reject it and say it is external, say something else. When Sri Ramananda Rai gave this suggestion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is very good. Now you can go on more. So what is this verse? Jnane Priyasa Udapasam Namanta Eva. Jnane has two meanings. One, we know that Jnan means mental speculation culminating in the desire for becoming one with the Supreme. But there's another meaning, and that is to become a Jnani Bhakta, a devotee who is aware of the opulences of God. He's aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Ramananda Rai is saying, Jnane Priyasa Udapasana Manta Eva, that one who completely gives up this conception that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and instead hears the sweet pastimes of Brajendra Nanda and Sri Krishna from the lips of a pure devotee. It doesn't matter. If he's hearing, it doesn't matter what position he is in the varnas and ashramas. It doesn't matter if he's in a very fallen position, as Srila Gurudev mentioned, if he has so many anarthas, if he's a brahmana, if he's a vaishya, if he's a sannyasi, if he's a grihastha. It doesn't matter. Whatever one is, sanei sita suti gana, tanuman manobi, if he surrenders to this hearing and following what he hears with his body, mind, and words, then no matter where he is, anywhere in the three worlds, taishilokyam, jitashitokyasi, he who is unconquerable, ajita, who is never conquered by anyone, becomes conquered by that aspiring devotee.
Thank you. So, Sanatana Goswami is telling about Sadhu Sangha. He has taken from Srimad Bhagavatam Shlok. Sangho yara sansitaya hetu asattu vihito adhiya sa eva sadhu su krito nirsangatvaya kalpate. In this world, anyone is in knowingly or unknowingly, he is in the association of lusty person, smoking and taking drugs and all other things. Character is very gross. But anyhow, he takes his meal with him, sleeps with him, and so many things with him. Then what it will be the result? You will go to hell. Like this. You will be like him. Your character will be loose. You will begin to take drugs and all things. And thus, you will be very far away of bhakti and will be a spoil. Similarly, not willingly, you are going in the association of a very high class of Vaishnava and you are getting me with him, talking something to him and always with him. Then what will be the result? All his good qualities will enter in and thus your life will be successful. Even he has told that he has taken this shloka from Yogasis or anywhere, that if anyone is going to high class of association, it is very high class of devotee. Very good character. He has so much love and affection for Krishna in chanting, in remembering Hari Katha. If he is not still telling anything Hari Katha, you should see it with him. Don't give up his associates. If he tells any worldly things, oh, there will be so much benefit from that. Anyhow, he will bring Krishna pastimes there very strictly. And he will convert all these worldly things in high class of practice. So he is not telling any Harikatha, even. Oh, you have to try to be with him. Also, sada santo abhikantavya yadda na upadesham tina. If he is not giving any instruction, even, oh, you have to try to. Vidu has told in Srimad Bhagavatam, jat seva sevaya bhagavata utastha madhudvita rati rato bhavet tibra pariyo desanadi. Very high class of this Sanatana Goswami. Srimad Bhagavatam, Tritiya Skanda, 7th chapter and 29th shloka. Jat sevaya bhagavata utastha. By the serving of that class of high Bhagavata, who they are? Bhagavata Kutastha Madhudvesha. Those who are serving Bhagavata, Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna Himself. Those who are serving, oh, their association is there is no grief for that. My mind is not like him. Or some sleepness coming, idleness coming, but I will not give up. I will deal with them. Always with them. Then what will be? Rati rato bhavet tibra padayo vasana adhiri. Sanatana Goswami is telling. Here Kutastha means who has left everything worldly totally. Kutastha, worldly desire, lust and everything. Even he has left what? All kinds of desire of swarga, moksha, even dvatadis and all other writing things. He is Kutastha. Moreover, who is Kutastha? You know Kut? Kut means mountain. Kutastha, who is always on the mountain. Who? Krishna, Bhagavan. On Govardhan Hill. Always there. Madhudvita, what is that doing? Always enjoying madhu. Madhu of honey of gopi, shakha, and everything there. And if you are serving, which you are initiating, a bhakt of this kind of madhudvita means Krishna, who is still cowherding in go annakoot, and he is playing in grove shop. Oh, Govardhan. Then Rati Rasu Bhavit Tibra. Padeo Desanat. Then Rati. Rati means?
Bhav
comes. In the lotus feet of? Oh, Krishna comes very soon. Otherwise, another meaning? Rati Rasu. A creed. high class of greed, like Rati, comes in Ras. To enter Ras, greed may come very soon. And Bhavet Tibra, what? Padayor Dasanagri. In Gopardhan Hill, the gopis are dancing, Krishna is dancing. And then it may be that Krishna will tell to gopis, oh, now you are tired. Fate are coming. And he takes his pitambas and
removes
his face. Oh, may I tight your
ankle belt?
Oh, may I massage you? You see. Because you are tired in
this.
So, this is called Rash. In the Rash, you may enter by hearing, by associating such kind of bhakti. If you are in the council of Rupa Goswami and Raghunatha Bhatti is giving class of Srimad Bhagavatam, or you should come to Jagannath Puri in the council of Tota Gopinath. And yes, who is taking Srimad Bhagavatam? And who is Srota?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself.
Mahaprabhu is? Are likewise so many. Sarvadavdar may be with him, Rajamanand may be with him, other Raghunath Das Swami, sometimes Rupa Goswami Sanatana Goswami may be there. Sikhi Maiti and Madhvi Devi may be there. And who is taking? The Radha Pandit. Who is he? Actually, Sri Radhika. And Srimati Radhika is giving class of Srimad Bhagavata Parat Panchadhyayi Tava Katha Amritam. Oh, how class of association is there? Then what will be the result if you are in that class of association? Oh, Rati Raso Bhavet Tibra. Then you will have so much thick greed to enter in that class by hearing this class. Highest thing. You cannot imagine event. So you should know that if a high class of Vaishnava is coming anywhere, what it means? Swamiji came, Bhaktivedanta Swami, your Prabhupada. Why he came? What he realized in his so many past times, past lives? What he learned from his Gurudev in so many years? He came to give all these things, his realization, all to you. In a moment, but you are not so much qualified to, intelligent to take. Similarly, I have served my all Guru Varga. And I have realized something. I have come for what thing? To give this realization. Sometimes I become worried that I cannot give because I am not so qualified. Or it may be that anyone is not so qualified to realize all these truths. But really, no self-interest, nothing. Only to help these. And to give the same thing, and that is why I am giving all these things in this class. If any rare person, in lakhs and lakhs, anyhow, he picks up this katha, then it is very gain of whole world. After me, or after that guru, he will give all these to others. And in them some will be qualified to realize. Thus, in a change in Guru Parampara, this katha will go on. Otherwise, if we are not giving all these things, or a stoppage in that link will come. And what will happen? All will be deprived of having this. So, whether not so much taste are lost. Anyhow, you should try to be there and to hear all these things. Gradually. You see, gradually all kinds of lust, worldly desires will go quickly. Such means Mahanmukharitaram, Madhuvi Charitraya. Piyush Ashesh Sarita Parita Shramanti. Tage Kivanti.